coming up on an all-new Inside the Cleveland Browns, UFC world champion in Cleveland's own, Stipe Miocic brought his belt in motivational words to the Browns.
You guys make me proud. So you guys got this. So keep working hard.
Hear what legend Jim Brown had to say about the city of Cleveland and learn how Browns rookie linebacker Scooby Wright got his name.
All that and more, it's coming up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns.
Good morning, Dog Pound. Welcome to Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Sarah Carnes alongside Dustin Fox. Dustin, I don't know about you, but I always love being here at First Energy Stadium.
Yeah, you can smell football in the air. The grass is freshly cut, of course, and the sun is shining. We're 3.5 months away from real games being played right here.
Always exciting. Someone else who's excited is new rookie Cody Kessler. See his reaction when he arrives in Berea for the very first time.
First thing that's most important to me is earning the respect of the other guys, especially the quarterback. You know, you want guys to respect you, and you want guys to know that you're going to come in and work hard, and they can trust you and rely on you. And you know, that's kind of the teammate I've always been. And also come in and compete. You know, obviously there's a lot of great quarterbacks here right now, and guys that know how to play the game and have been in the league for a while. And for me, I want to learn from them. You know, come in and learn from them, and kind of be like a sponge and get everything I can. But at the same time, the competitor in me wants to come in and compete with those guys. You know, and you know, whether it happens or not, or wherever I end up, you know, the mindset I take every day is you got to prepare yourself as a starter. You know, compete as a starter, and you know, hopefully by the end of the year I'll get a chance and an opportunity. And if not, you know, I want to continue to improve for when I do get that chance and get the opportunity, that I'll be ready to go.
One of the most accurate passers in USC history, and there is something that Hugh Jackson loves about him, and we're all going to get a chance to see that in the fall. And now, there's a lot of other talented draft picks in this draft class, and right now, we're going to get a chance to meet them and see them in action.
This is your job now. This is the only thing you have to focus on. It's definitely been exciting.
I like being the underdog, and when people tell me, you know, I can't do something, that's motivation for anybody.
It's been go, 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 so you don't have time to be anxious.
Had to get stuff situated, you know, physicals.
Came over here, got to see our lockers.
Got in, and the first thing I said, well, I'm in Cleveland, man.
Yeah, it's time to get to work. You know, draft is over with now. It's all about getting better, you know, winning and doing anything I can to help this team.
I know a lot of people say, man, you should have went second round, third round, but at the end of the day, it's just a dream come true. As a child, you never knew what round you wanted to be. You just knew that you wanted to go to the NFL, and I want to showcase to everybody what I'm about, so I got a lot of work to put in.
First time I went to the team meeting room, I looked over on the wall, and they had all the Pro Bowl players, and I saw my uncle's name on there. I was like, man, that's pretty awesome. You know, it's starting to sink in, you know, what he's done here and the kind of legacy he left here.
You know, you train every day and you work, you know, you worked your whole life, and to be able to have that is an opportunity. Now you bring it here and you bring everything you've done and you take it up a notch and you bring that to Cleveland.
I'm a physical corner. I'm a really good tackler, press coverage, you know, I'm really good at special teams. I'm versatile.
I'm very physical. I'm going to give it my all.
I believe I can be a big playmaker, man. The third down calls, when the ball in the air is mine, man. So anytime a quarterback looks at me and tell me, oh, on third down, man, I want you to catch this ball, I'm going to do it.
You know, it's an amazing time to be here in Cleveland because, you know, we did bring in, you know, four great receivers. And, you know, these guys all around me, we're just eager and we're ready to get after it and to compete. And with this competition, it brings out the best. You know, it brings out the best in everybody.
To get a firm footing on as much as I can learn on the offense, to go into OTAs and just be ready to start, you know, mixing up with the vets out there and try to learn from them and get it in and try to, you know, compete for that spot.
Go as hard as I can, impress the coaches. That's the biggest thing. Impress the coaches, learn from the vets while they got the OTAs, and be great.
Oh, yeah, I'm fearless, man. I mean, I'm going to catch that ball regardless, man. That's my job, so I'm going to get it done.
I just want to show everybody to play hard, play fast, and I want to be able to pick up all the new plays and stuff.
I'm excited. We're eager. And we can't wait to turn this around and get wins to Cleveland.
I still can't believe it, but it's an amazing feeling, man. I just work hard every day and make a spot on the team.
I'm an honest guy, work hard, and I'll do my best to make the city proud.
So much raw talent. I can't wait to see them on the field this fall. All right, Doug Pound, keep it right here inside the Cleveland Browns. We'll be right back.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, every nickname has a story, and Scooby Wright's parents are here to tell you all about it. And you'll love what UFC fighter Stipe Miocic tells the team about being a world champ.
Junior, and then Scooby's actually Philip the Third. But then when Scooby was born, it's like, okay, one more Phil in the house, you know, or, you know, in the family.
Well, it was really Scoob. Everyone added the Scooby-Doo. It's always a Scoob. And then it kind of, like, some people that don't know call him Scooby-Doo, but it's really Scoob. That's all it's ever been. We were actually watching Scooby-Doo, and I was like, why don't we just call him Scoob? And then literally all through football, baseball, basketball, umpires, referees, everyone in Sonoma County knew him by Scoob. But that's kind of how Scooby came about.
Well, now we know the backstory behind one of the best nicknames in this year's draft. We can dig a little bit deeper and find out who Scooby Wright III is and how he made his way to the Cleveland Browns.
To whom it may concern, my name is Philip Anthony Scooby Wright III. I'm writing to express my interest in playing for your football team. Throughout my career, many coaches and teams have overlooked my talents, as if my production on the field was just a fluke. I get it. If you see me in street clothes, you might not think I'm the next great NFL linebacker. But when you see me on the field, you'll probably think differently. Growing up, I was actually probably better at baseball than I was football. But in baseball, you can't run around and hit people. So I think it was my first Pop Warner game. I was like 7 years old. It was a kickoff. And I just ran down and just smacked this guy. And I was like just cheesing from cheek to cheek. And ever since that day, I just kind of fell in love with it and never looked back.
I think Scooby, for one, he's super humble. Like, he just likes to work and just continue to get better at everything he does. He'll be sitting here and then he'll like, I gotta go, and then he'll just, like, in the middle of the night, he'll go out for a 5 mile run at 10 o'clock at night, and he doesn't like to slow down, that's for sure.
We have this motto called the hard edge, and it just talks about, like, toughness and just kind of having that, almost like that nastiness, meanness to you. Be super tough and just play as hard as you can, 1,000 miles an hour, and just having fun.
Some of the interviews at the combine, someone asked him, like, What are you gonna do for us? And he goes, well, I'm gonna be the first one in the weight room. I'm gonna be last one out. I'm gonna be in the film room, and I'm gonna work hard. And he goes, well, everyone says that. He goes, well, I mean it. I'm gonna do it. He said, that's the difference.
I think that was actually one of the Browns coaches that said that to him.
Actually, yeah, that, it could have been.
But between the lines, I will be your workhorse. If you want me to be an inside linebacker, I will do it. If you want me to be an outside linebacker, I will do it. If you want me to crush people on special teams, I'll do it with a smile on my face. As a freshman in college, you have to pay your dues. And then I think as a rookie and going into the NFL, you have to pay your dues just as hard or probably harder, I expect. And then just go in there and just shut my mouth and just go to work. So I think it's going to be a lot of learning. I think it's going to be a little learning curve, but I'm excited about it. What else could I ask for? I'm going to reach my full potential on someone's team. I think it's in your best interest to make sure that it's yours. Sincerely, Scooby Wright.
Imagine Browns legends Jim Brown, Paul Warfield, Joe DeLaMalore wearing their gold jackets, sitting up on a stage, answering questions, and talking about the good old days. Well, you don't have to imagine it. You can see it right now because it happened this past weekend at FanFest. Check it out.
Just talk about this great fan base. I mean, look at all the people that are here today, and we're nowhere near football season. But a lot of the reason that we're all here today is because of you gentlemen. Can you talk about your relationship with the fans here in Northeast Ohio and why it's so important to the lifeblood of the Browns today?
From the time that I joined this organization as a first-year player back a long time ago, 1964, the fan base was terrific to me, but not only to me, to all of the Browns. If you were a Cleveland Brown in this town, the fans recognized you, they supported you, they were behind you 1,000%, and of course, that old stadium would have 85,000 standing room only fans, and they were our inspiration, and hopefully that will be renewed again.
I grew up in Detroit, and as a child, we got to go see Jim Brown, and we said, I want to see how he does against Joe Schmidt, because it's Jim Brown and Sam Huff. And I remember those days, like, I'm your guys' age. I was born in 51, and Jim started in 57. I was six years old. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I mean, it was unbelievable. This is as big a thrill for me as it is for you guys, sit by Jim Brown and Paul, because my whole family saying, you're actually sitting with Jim Brown? I said, yep, I'm going to do it.
I think Cleveland would be considered the number one group of fans that have the knowledge of the game and who have the loyalty of sticking with their team through the ups and downs. Because the history of this city is based upon the people. And this is very special. You know, I've been in trouble a couple of times and they still stuck by me. And I come back as an old guy, they still remember me. And we're always going to share that championship. And I'm going to always speak well of Cleveland. And when you talk about football knowledge, and you talk about the Dog Pound, and you talk about rabid fans, this is the place. And you are the greatest fans in the world. And we're so glad, the three of us, to be here to interface with you in this very personal way. And just remember, I'm always going to be a Cleveland Brown. I can't do a doggone thing about it. So thank goodness we have a great coach now. And we're going to see some progress. I guarantee you that.
It really is amazing to see some of the Browns legends like Jim Brown talk about their time, but also talk about how excited they are for Hugh Jackson and this year's Cleveland Browns. All right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
What did UFC world champion Stipe Miocic tell the Browns? Listen into the huddle next and ride along with Xavier Cooper as he talks about overcoming adversity before speaking to Cleveland students. Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. It's always fun to get to know the players a little bit better. So let's get to know John Hughes in this week's Browns Blitz.
I fell in love with football when I was probably about 8 years old, playing Little League. And my grandmother, she took me out there. And I was kind of nervous at first, but then I started hanging out with guys and really started to fall in love with the game. I never lived outside of Ohio. I was born in Columbus. Raised in Gahanna, Ohio. Went to school in Cincinnati, then got drafted here in Cleveland, so I never lived outside of Ohio, so it's all I know. My thing about numbers, I never really request a number anymore just because whatever number they give me, I want to make a name for it. So people, one day, a kid can be like, you know, I want 93 because of John Hughes, or I want number 40 because of John Hughes. My game day ritual, I get to the stadium, kind of relax for a second, get changed, get in the hot tub, get stretched out a little bit. Throw my headphones on, listen to a little MJ, Michael Jackson. When it gets closer to game time, I'll listen to more up-tempo music, you know, rap and everything. So then I get ready to go.
John Hughes never lived outside of Ohio. I never lived outside Cleveland. Born and bred here, 100% Cleveland all the way. Well, our next story is a story of motivation. Xavier Cooper let us tag along this week as he spent some time with kids at Clark School in Cleveland to help them and motivate them to attend school as he shared his story.
You're going to need to have education. You're going to need to have some form of education. And that's what I tell people. Don't look at education as like negative, just look at it as an obstacle. I'm not gonna sit here and say, you know, I like to sit in classes all day and hear lectures from different professors. At a point in my life, I was super lazy and I hated to work and I hated to, you know, get up early for school and sometimes I didn't go to school. That's why I tell, you know, kids, especially back home, and as I'm talking to the kids in the Cleveland school district and around Ohio, is just, you know, like I said, there's profit in all hard work.
You know, that's something that, you know, we have to wake up in the morning and make sure we're at the facility super early. The coaches don't, you know, make us do that. We're just self-motivated. As you guys get older and go into high school and certain things, you guys are going to have to do a lot of things on your own.
You constantly have to tell yourself to, you know, get up and do these right things, because at the end of the day, it's going to pay off. Whatever you're ambitious in, that, you got to put everything, you got to put your soul into it, man. And that's a lot of us. We put everything, we took, made many sacrifices. You're going to have to make sacrifice for anything you want to do, anything you want to do that you're passionate about. You just got to make up your mind and go get it, because it's out there for you, you know. With my opportunity in NFL, I'm just going to make the most of it. I'm going to try to help out. Now, we're not going to be able to help everybody. We know that. But we'll be able to help one or two and, you know, hopefully make them like Xavier, or make them better than Xavier Cooper, really.
That's right. The work is never done for the players or the entire organization. Up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, we go into the locker room as the new rookies are fitted for their gear.
And do not miss UFC world champ Stipe Miocic talking to the team about what it takes to be the best.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. It's always fun to go behind the scenes, right? Well, we got a chance to do that with Assistant Equipment Manager Jim McLaughlin. Let's take a look at what it's like to fit the rookies with their helmets and pads.
Day one, rookie mini camp. Trying to get these guys fitted up. This is what we do every year.
Get a head top.
Want to feel a little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit more?
Yeah.
Excellent. Right there. Jaw, this isn't too tight.
Nope, that's
a spot right where it needs. It's perfect. This is a crazy start to these guys' professional career. Starts today. As you go and you start sweating, running around, doing everything, anything feel funny. Might need a squirt of air, might need us to tighten this up, grab us. Okay. We can help you do any of that stuff. You gotta get these guys going, fitted. It's whirlwind kind of day. Quite a lot for them to take in, quite a few new guys for us to get used to. When you're out there in August and you're pounding away, mm-hmm. getting all those hits, and that's when I'm worried about making sure this mm-hmm. is in the right spot. Because if I do it now, screw it in, you take off, go on vacation, get a haircut, shave your beard, it won't fit. Mm-hmm. It's an important first step for these guys, important first step for us creating a working relationship with them as well. Come talk to me. I'm going to show you all the different styles. Might be one up there you want to see. We'll get it, order it, bring it in, switch it out, try it out. This will be good. You just hope that this is just the first step of seeing a whole bunch of future Pro Bowlers, a lot of wins, everything you can get out of this. It's a long day.
Now that looks like a fun job. I'm just going to throw this out there. Someday, Jim, I would like my own helmet.
Well, if you don't get a helmet, you know who needs one? The guy that Stipe Miocic just whooped up on this past weekend. We all know Stipe. He's Cleveland's own. He's a local firefighter, but he's the champ now, the world heavyweight UFC champ, and he was back in town this week and had a chance to meet with some of the Browns players and coaches. Take a look.
A very special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily kicks off with the UFC heavyweight champion of the world, Stipe Miocic.
Champ is here.
Damn right.
Damn right. Champ is here.
Champ is here.
That's right.
Champ is here.
I just love the city, man, and just the people here, you know, and just we're hard-nosed people, blue collar, you know, we're awesome. We got each other's backs for loyalty.
I told this gentleman just a second ago, he represents what we're chasing, okay? He is a world champion. This past weekend, he went and got it done. One of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, okay? Here's a guy that has a process of his own, that has busted his ass to get to where he is today, and he's now called world champ. And that's what we're after. That's our process, and that's what we talk about all the time. So my man Stipe here, I want you guys to give him a Cleveland Browns welcome. All right.
Listen, you guys are amazing at what you do, and you know I appreciate everything. And just keep driving, man. That's what I do. I didn't stop and just can do it, man. You guys got it, man. Honestly, you know I'm being the first champion in 52 years. You know I can do it. I know they can do it, and they're getting better every day. And I know Cleveland can do it. And you know we have such great teams here, and you know we got this. I'm not worried. You guys make me proud. So you guys got this. So keep working hard.
I can promise you this, we're going to give you something to be proud about.
Good.
We haven't yet, okay, but we're working at it. And we're in the process of our grind, just like you are, to become a champ. Okay, and I promise you that. These men right here and these coaches and everybody within our organization are working hard every day to do what you do, which is someday hoist a trophy that says the best in the world. And we congratulate you on being the best in the
thanks,
world.
Coach,
thanks for being
thanks,
here.
Thanks,
all right, let's go, man.
Thank you so much.
So if somebody said there hasn't been a championship in Cleveland in 52 years, what would you say?
I'm from Cleveland. I want a title. It's mainstream. They can say what they want. I don't care. Listen, they can have their opinion, but I know what I did.
So proud. It feels so good to have a champion in Stipe right here in Cleveland.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Okay, now, Sarah, you have the Browns mobile app. I have the Browns mobile app. Get your little device out, your iPhone, Android, whatever you've got, download that app right now. You know why? Because all the past episodes are available for download right now on the Browns mobile app. All right, don't go anywhere. There's an all-new Dog Pound report coming up next. And in the meantime, we'll see you next Sunday right here on News Channel 5.